With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Happy January.
Happy January 2019, and already halfway through
a month
in 2019. What?
That's right. You know who knows that it's January, and that's the members of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA.
Yes, they're excited because they have a concert coming up on the 26th, and they'll have a guest pianist named Andrew Tyson performing Chopin's second piano concerto. So I'm really excited about that. I will have Andrew Tyson on as a guest on my show so you can find out more about his playing. It's interesting. I found out that he was the Walton Arts Center, their latest Steinway piano that they have right now. Andrew Tyson was one of the people who was there picking out the Steinway at the factory to help figure out which one was the right one for the Walton Arts Center.
I wonder what you do to pick out the right Steinway.
I'm guessing there's a lot of playing on them and then figuring out your space and what the acoustics will be like and what you're looking for in a piano. Although I've never had to buy a piano myself, so I don't know for sure.
All right.
But Andrew Tyson will be on the show this week. Also, I have a giveaway. So if you want to go to that SONA concert, it's really easy to add yourself to the mix. I'll be picking names coming up this following Wednesday. And you can just go to hop on over to Facebook and like my page and then shoot me a message. That's the easiest way for me to keep track of names, because when people like my page, sometimes I can't even get a hold of them to say thank you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So just hop on over to Facebook and like the page and send me a note. It's really easy. If you're already a fan, I will have a post about the giveaway that you can participate in that as well. Also, I should mention the Sunday Symphony will be previewing a symphony that they will be performing, which is it's a third symphony from Schubert. Is it Schubert or Schumann? Why do I get them confused?
Well, I think it's because of the shoe.
It is. It's Schumann. It's Schumann. Yeah, okay. It's his third symphony.
Yeah.
One of the symphonies they'll be performing is Schumann's third symphony, his Rhenish symphony. And he wrote it actually after visiting the Rhineland with his wife, Clara. It was a very peaceful trip. Interesting tidbit about the third symphony is it was his last written symphony, but it's the third. He has a fourth symphony, but it has to do with he didn't like the fourth symphony when it premiered. It was not taken very seriously, so mm-hmm. he pulled it and then rewrote it. And so it actually was published after.
Uh-huh.
But it was actually written before.
Okay.
Nerd things.
No, I got it. I'm following. Okay. So that'll be on your Sunday symphony.
Yeah, that's the Sunday symphony. So we'll be playing that symphony Sunday so you can hear it, and then you can go experience it at the SONA concert coming up on the 26th. Also this week, I will be highlighting a violinist named Nicola Benedetti. She's a Scottish violinist, and she did an album called A Scottish Fantasy, called Homecoming, A Scottish Fantasy. And she does a lot of sweet little pieces by Robert Burns, who most of us know as a poet, but he also wrote songs. And his birthday is coming up on the 25th, and there's Burns Night's dinners. And so I'll be playing from this album, and we can talk about Robert Burns and the whole tradition of sitting around and eating haggis and all that fun stuff. St. Paul's Fayetteville in Fayetteville always has a Burns Night dinner, and I'm actually going this year. My husband, Jason Kendall, is a Scot, and he likes to wear his kilts, and he's really excited about taking me to the Burns Night dinner. I'm a little concerned about eating haggis. He assures me it's actually really good.
I think you just, kind of go numb, don't think about what it is, and just go for the taste.
I also don't know what to wear, because he'll wear kilts, and I'm like, what am I wearing now to go with the kilts?
Get something Argyle.
I don't know. I have to find this some matching pattern that goes with the pattern on his kilts, right? this is out of your territory.
Above my pay grade here. You're going to have to talk about, I don't know. You don't want to clash.
Yes.
Right?
All right. It's true. He wears his kilts all the time, and I usually don't worry about coordinating with him. I just wear something I like.
But this is Burns Night.
This is a Scottish thing. I'm thinking about going along with his outfit.
All right.
You didn't think I would go there, did you?
No, but I like it. I like it. Good luck.
Thank you.
And let me know how it goes. You can find out more about everything Katie's talked about on Of Note with Katie Henriksen. That is Sunday through Thursday at 8 p.m. on 91.3. Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 on KUAF3. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
All right.
You're like, what?
No. I have a... not clashing with a kilt is tough. I think you got to go solids.
If I wanted to like actually plan to match with a kilt all the time, that would very limit my wardrobe.
I mean, I don't think you can go pattern, right? Yeah. You got to go. You got to find out what the, you know, think about what the dominant color in the kilt is, maybe. I don't know. I've never worn a kilt. But I'm not Scottish.
It's funny. Everyone always goes up to Jason and asks if they want to make sure. He's like, so are you Scottish?
Well, I didn't know that. But now that you've said that, it's like, oh, yeah. All right.
I mean, I'm all for people having whatever fashion choices.
Oh, sure.
You know,
but sure.
Like, I always feel bad for guys because you have fewer fashion choices you can make.
Except I think you've got socks and you got ties.
That's true.
But most, you know, God, no one wears a tie anymore.
It's not that
common. I'm going to keep going because it's one way that you can
accessorize and kind of show off your own sensibilities.
I don't have enough money to get enough pairs of glasses to do that. I mean, I'd like to have about... Anyway. All right, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
And we're building these up. These generics are getting built up. I like
Yay.
It. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Katie Henriksen, host of Note with Katie Henriksen, Sunday through Thursday nights at 8 on 91.3, Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 on KUAF3, our all-classical station. Welcome.
Thank you, Kyle.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you ever think about music, not necessarily just classical music, as specific to tasks? In other words, if you're cooking, is there a certain kind of music that you think of? Or exercising, or sleeping.
I definitely think about music in a context and for what I'm doing, obviously. I mean, I honestly think that there's two types of music that I go to when I'm wanting to, like, really do a good job cleaning the house.
Okay.
To ramp me up and get me going and just do all those chores, sweep and mop and vacuum and dust and all that stuff. So it's like gangster rap.
Okay.
Or disco. Some really great disco music can be really lively, and I'll start dancing and everything, and it gets me energized to really go to the task. But yes, I mean, definitely moods as well. I mean, like, there's something about putting on that certain type of music that just really helps you deal with whatever situation you're in.
Now, I know you and I have talked before about the Sunday Symphony, and there are certain symphonies you think of as Sunday night, sort of, before the work week for most of us begins, sort of a decompress.
Absolutely. And those, I mean, so I think with the symphony specifically, that form is just really great for what we're talking about decompressing and getting ready for something new, because it's a longer, I mean, the earlier symphonies tend to be shorter, and then they get longer when we get into the romantics and whatnot. But actually having like an hour or 45 minutes where it's uninterrupted music, and where do you really get that anymore? I mean... You don't. And just to have that opportunity where no one's interrupting you, no one's breaking in, announcing anything, there's not a commercial, there's no, you're able to sit there and be with that music, at one with that music for a bit.
Do you ever think about that there are people who have appointment listening to the Sunday Symphony for that very reason?
I would love to think that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I want to do. I want to make that moment for you.
I think I've asked you this question also in a different way before, but I'm going to ask again because we're in the middle of the time of year when the sun doesn't show up enough, in my opinion. Is a symphony at 8 o'clock in July, when you still have remnants of the sun, different, do you think, for you than in January when the sun has been... down for a couple of hours?
I haven't thought about it, but yes, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, I think that there's definitely something about
cocooning.
In these winter hours of it being dark by 6 o'clock, and you're able to just cozy up with the symphony, whereas in the summertime you think about these expansive symphonies that maybe kind of go along with the lights and the longer days and that sort of thing. Yeah. I'm thinking about, too, with the Crystal Bridges Artist Fair concerts. That's always an interesting thing with the light. Because the Great Hall is all windows. So we start the concerts, and the sun is still out. You can see the expanse of the outside. And then by the end, it's all dark inside. And it seems like Corrado always picks out music accordingly to fit that landscape of like maybe a brighter piece and then like a more dark, foreboding type of situation later.
Knowing Corrado, yeah, that's something he would do because he considers his environment right. And all that. All right. Katie Hendrickson is the host of Note with Katie Hendrickson, Sunday through Thursday nights at 8 on 91.3, Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 on KUAF3. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.